The US Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Open 7 days at Kensington and Birkenhead Point, and Mondays to Saturdays at Barangaroo.
Yeah, let's go to Harley in the United States of America. Donald Trump again, Harley.
Well, yes, he's a very busy man right now because he understands the, I think, harsh reality that is facing his party and his administration. The Democrats are expecting to make big gains in November. They hope to retake the Senate, maybe the House, too. If that happens, the Trump agenda will stop in its tracks. So Trump has hit the campaign trail, really, and he's done it big time. The message is, got to stop the Democrats. He's done 24 rallies in just recent days. And this was a quote, I don't want to hit my opponents too badly, otherwise the Democrats might find someone good to run.
What's your judgment here, though, about the likelihood of the...
I think the Democrats are going to make some gains. I think the Republicans are going to hold the line better than a lot of people think.
I agree.
I can say that for a couple of reasons. In Woodbury, Maine, or Minnesota, I'm sorry, the line stretched for one of these rallies that the president was doing for more than a mile. People waited just to get into the stadium.
Never seen anything like it.
As a matter of fact, he said, have you ever seen rallies like this before? That's kind of rhetorical because no one has.
Amazing. All right. But that said, now the defense secretary.
Well, you know, recently James Mattis reported to have said things that were critical of his commander-in-chief. He denies it vociferously and said he has no intention of going anywhere. However, Trump told 60 Minutes today on CBS that James Mattis could be the next cabinet member to leave. The way he said it, he said he thinks of Mattis as sort of a Democrat. He said it could be he's planning to leave. General Mattis is a good guy. We get along very well. But at some point, everybody leaves. He said, that's Washington. So most people are taking that as kind of a broad hint that maybe he ought to go.
So funny. At some point, everyone leaves. Oh, I love it. The fastest fast food chain.
Well, you know, we invented fast food. It's a real science. It's not good food, but it's we're good at getting it out the door in a hurry. So QSR Magazine did a study of all the fast food restaurants. The fastest was Burger King. 3 minutes, 13 seconds from giving your order to driving away. McDonald's turned out to be dead last, and they invented the whole idea.
Harley, you're in good form today. There he is.